Monroe City School's new acting superintendent is District Administrator Dorenda Flowers. The school board voted unanimously to install Flowers in the temporary role following the 5-2 vote that will keep Kathleen Harris from her post for 30 days. Harris will remain on the payroll during her suspension. In the next month, lawyer Dennis Blunt will conduct an investigation into Harris's job performance. Harris says that the board did not step out of line with the vote.
Well, the board feels as if they need to investigate the operations under my tenure, and by my contract, they have a right to do that. And so we'll wait to see what the results of the investigation are.
Board members Rodney McFarland and Glenn Ledley cast the two ballots against the suspension. McFarland questioned the motion's logic.
The problem is you're going to suspend him for 30 days. You're going to put somebody else in. Why are you all doing this? We're trying to get school started. We got to stay on track.
Board member Vicki Crutzer voted to suspend Harris despite claiming to agree with the superintendent in certain areas.
Academically, I am right on point with Dr. Harris in many areas, and I have voted with her with most of her proposals that she's brought. But I just think right now that it's time, let's clear the air.
Harris says that the 7 claims against her alleging substandard job performance stem from the board's annual assessment of her work.
All 7 collectively are things that were raised during the evaluation period. The board has chosen not to respond back to any of my questions to them as to what is it, how can I do better.
As for her plans during the 30 paid days off, Harris says she'll probably take a trip to Missouri to see her children. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.